process.
Public hearing requiring human waste receptacle aboard all shellfish harvesting vessels. An NSSP permit. Item 14 in your book. Jack, let me, I think most people are aware of this issue.
I don't really need to say a whole lot on this. Other than the regulation, I think on its first reading seems kind of ominous until you get to the last paragraph, and the public needs to know, and we're going to put this, we'll put a story about this, if you adopt it, in our newsletter so that fishermen can know that they can comply with this regulation simply by having a 5-gallon plastic bucket with a lid tied down in their boat. That's an acceptable way of complying with this regulation.
All right, we'll open the public hearing. Does anyone wish to address the commission on this issue? All right, no comments from the public. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Robbins and Dr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had a question. The penalty for this is simply a Class 1 misdemeanor. Is that typical of all of our regulation, fisheries regulation?
Where'd Steve go?
He had to go downstairs.
Okay, you can handle that.
It's not typical until you get into the public health regulations. And then all of those are Class 1 misdemeanors for some reason, which is a little scary. I mean, that's a pretty substantial penalty.
Well, okay. Well, thanks for clarifying that. I mean, I think, quite frankly, it should be. Because, I mean, the potential consequences associated with something like this are great. I think they learned that down in the Gulf several years ago where they had a significant situation with their oyster fishery that was related to this. So at first it sounds it may sound silly, but as a regulation, it's actually very critical for to ensure the safety of the oyster fishery and shellfish fisheries.
All right. Dr. Jones, I'm sorry. One second, I should read. You finished.
I'm done.
You're finished. I make a motion that we support the adoption of Regulation 4-VAC-20-1100-10 ETSEC.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Schick. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. All right. Item 15 is the proposed extension of the hard clam season in the James River. Rob, you handling that? Or?
You adopted this by emergency.
That's right. This was just to bring
last
it.
Month.
Right.
You set a control rule so that we don't have to go through this every year,
right.
Hopefully.